الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه أجمعين وعلينا معهم وبهم ولهم وفيهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Respected audience, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you all on the month of Rabiul Awwal, the month in which the Savior of mankind, Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came into this world. I'd also like to thank the people who have invited me here, for I enjoy coming to Sri Lanka. I think it's a beautiful country. I find that the people are very nice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to speak the truth in your presence. Jazakumullahu khairan. Before I begin, may we all, from the depths of our hearts, with sincerity, recite Durood Sharif. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد المعدن الجود والكرم ومن بين العلم والحلم والحكم وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. I'm going to ask you again to recite Durood Sharif in a manner which expresses the love you have for the Savior of mankind. So may we all again with love recite Durood Sharif again. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد المعدن الجود والكرم ومن بين العلم والحلم والحكم وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. And just one more time to express the love we have in our hearts, may we all recite Durood Sharif for the third time. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد المعدن الجود والكرم ومن بين العلم والحلم والحكم وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala said, Woh jo na the to kuch na tha, Woh jo na the to kuch na tha, Woh jo na ho to kuch na ho. Jaan hai woh jahan ki, Jaan hai to jahan hai. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala once came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith has been recorded by many muhaddithin, and they have all given reference to Musannaf Abdul Razzaq, the Musannaf of Abdul Razzaq. Now the first volume of the Musannaf of Abdul Razzaq was missing. So many in the past, many muhaddithin said, we tried looking for this narration, but we did not find it. However, recently in the UAE, a Sheikh Isa Mani, one of the ulama of the UAE, has researched and found this missing volume, the Juz'e Mafquda of Musannaf Abdul Razzaq, which is the first volume, and this hadith is present in Musannaf Abdul Razzaq. I have seen it myself. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala comes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, bi abi anta wa ummi. O Messenger of Allah, may my father and my mother be sacrificed on you. Akhbirni, inform me. An awwali shay'in khalaqahu Allah ta'ala qabla al-ashya. Inform me of the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created before He created anything else. What was that? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ قَدْ خَلَقَ قَبْلَ الْأَشْيَاءِ نُورَ نَبِيِّكَ. The first thing, indeed, your Lord created is the nur of your Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani, أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ نُورِي. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is my light, the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now there's a misconception here, because Because the phrase used is nuram min nurihi. Nur from the light of Allah. Nur from the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this does not mean in any way that the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was separated from itself to create the nur of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's not what it means. But in the same way as we say, Allah gave me knowledge from His knowledge, in the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the nur of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from His nur, which means from His power and strength and His attribute of creating. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the nur of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and that is the beginning of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, "O Jibreel, how old are you? What is your age?" And Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I don't know exactly what my age is." And you can understand that because in them times there was no time. There was no time at that time. So that time, but there was no time. Now Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam says, "I don't know what my exact age is. However, I remember this one star that used to shine bright. And I saw that star 70,000 times, and it would only shine once every 70,000 years." So you can imagine how old Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is. And when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said that, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I swear by Allah, ana tilka al-kawakib, I am that star that you used to see." So from this we can understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is why Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says, "Ke waz'e waz'e mein teri surat hai mana nur ka. Waz'e waz'e mein teri surat hai mana nur ka. Yun majazan chahe jisko keh de kalma nur ka." This means that the actual word nur was made for the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because the word nur is a creation and it was created for the nur of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in other terms, in other meanings, we can say nur for anything else. Tu hai aine nur, tera sab gharana nur ka. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nur, and it's mentioned in the Quran, ye kitab kun mein aaya turfa aaya nur ka. It's mentioned in the Quran, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُور. Come to you, indeed has come to you, nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that nur is Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the other creations. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the pen, Allah created the tablet, Allah created the arsh, Allah created water, air, the mountains, the greenery that we see. Everything that exists was created from that first creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the nur of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why we can say that the Kaaba is created from the nur of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala said, کہ تیری ہی جانب ہے پانچوں وقت سجدہ نور کا, رخ ہے قبلہ نور کا, کعبہ ہے ابرو ہے کعبہ نور کا. And this is what it means, that we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that creation at first was the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from that nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And as we all have heard before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the angels to prostrate, to do sajda to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And the ulama ikram write that the actual sajda to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was to the nur that was shining from the blessed forehead of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, which was the nur of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And without doubt, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is the father of all humans. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that when Allah created my nur, He passed on my nur from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam through all the Anbiya-i-Kiram, through the pure and clean human beings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created through Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam until it came into my father and then into the womb of my blessed mother Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, through Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and through all the other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, came into Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it is said by the ulama-i-kiram that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was put into the fire, the reason why the fire did not burn Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was because the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. That nur then came into Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala an. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the children of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala is a descendant of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And he was the one who looked after the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was the protector of the Kaaba. Now the time that Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala was living in was a time of darkness, an age of darkness that human history had never seen. It was the darkest age of human history. There was corruption, people used to deceive each other, people used to kill each other, women had no rights, up to the extent that when a female child was born from a mother, at the time of birth, that child would be taken and buried into the ground alive. The men used to have hearts of stone. Women had absolutely no rights at all. Women were the properties of men. Women used to be owned by men. And men used to have more than 100 wives at that time. And they used to be treated like slaves. Up to the extent that it is said in narrations that in that time of darkness, before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, when a man would die, they would burn the body of the man. They would cremate the body. But with the man, they would also burn his wives, who were still alive, but they would burn all his wives alive. That was a time before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. And this was the time when the civilization of Judaism and Christianity of the Yahud and Nasara had disintegrated. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam came, passed his message, and then the prophets that came after him who passed his message, when they had left, the people had slowly started moving away from the teachings of the Tawrat Sharif. And people had started moving away from the teachings of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And that's when this time of darkness came. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says, Ke sab chamak wale ujlo mein chamka kiye. Talks about the previous prophets. Ke sab chamak wale ujlo mein chamka kiye. Andhe shisho mein chamka hamara nabi. That all the previous prophets, when they came in a time when people were civilized due to the previous prophets. But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into this world, it was a time when the prophets, the previous prophets, it had been a long time since they had come. Their teachings had started to, the people had stopped following their teachings. The civilization of Judaism and Christianity had disintegrated. People were treated like slaves. Slavery was at its worst form. Slavery was at its worst form in that time. People used to worship idols made of food. And when they used to travel, they used to make a few of these idols from dough. So that when they are traveling and they run out of food, they can eat their idol. Not only that, in that time in India, in the subcontinent, people used to worship idols. They used to make these idols out of food, and they used to take them when they used to travel. And when they used to fight, when they used to run out of food, they used to eat the idols. So they used to eat who they used to worship. They used to eat their own gods. And then at times when they needed to relieve themselves for istinja purposes, they used to use them idols when they had nothing else to do istinja with. Can you imagine that time of ignorance? When women used to be buried and burnt alive, women had absolutely no rights at all. When a man would die from his inheritance, women had no share at all. In that time, there was no such thing as inheritance for women. People used to kill each other simply because when he was walking past, he nudged him. You know, when we walk past people and somebody nudges us, we say sorry. These people used to kill each other. And not only that, wars used to happen between tribes just because of simple things like that. That was a time when humanity was desperately in need. Humanity was desperately in need for a savior, a man who would come and revolutionize humanity. And that was a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to come into this world. And there were signs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming into this world just before he came. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's appearance, his birth, had about 55 days left, there was a man called Abraha from Yemen who came to the Kaaba to destroy the Kaaba. And the reason why he did this was because he had built a massive church and it was absolutely beautiful in sight because of the materials he used. And he wanted people to use this church as the center of worship. Because even in the time of ignorance before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people used to come and worship the Kaaba. People used to come and circumambulate the Kaaba without wearing any clothes. Okay, this was the time of ignorance. So people were so ignorant that their idea of worship was to remove everything from your body and be completely naked and then go around the Kaaba. This is what they used to do. And the Kaaba was full of idols. And it is reported that there were more than 365 idols inside the Kaaba. And people used to worship them. This is how they used to worship the Kaaba. And these people used to come from distances, like from Syria, from Egypt, these types of places. They used to travel to the Kaaba, remove all their clothes, become completely naked, and do tawaf of the Kaaba. This is what they used to do. Now this man called Abraha, he built this church wanting the people to use the church as the center of worship rather than the Kaaba. But the Kaaba was the center of worship. And with the worship of all these people from around different countries, a lot of wealth came into Makkah because the people used to come and use the Kaaba as the center of worship in the Arab world. Now he wanted all that wealth to come into Yemen. So when he built this place, he found that the people of the Arab world did not come to his church to worship. They still continued going to the Kaaba. So he decided to send an invitation to the people of Makkah. But the people of Makkah refused to accept his invitation. And one of the people of Makkah went to his church and he urinated, or he excreted in his church, which was a complete disregard and disrespect of that place of worship, according to them. So he decided to bring an army to destroy the Kaaba. When he comes to destroy the Kaaba, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib was a man who did not worship idols. He was a man who prohibited people from burying their children alive, from burying their female children alive. He was against slavery. He was against burning women alive. He was against women not being given their rights. Abdul Muttalib was a man who followed one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipped only one Allah. And he is known as a mu'ahid, one who believes in one God. Now Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, he sees that Abraha has come with his army and he has stolen and taken all the animals and the belongings of the people of Makkah. So the people of Makkah gather around Abdul Muttalib and say, what can we do to stop him? And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib says, leave it to me. I advise you all to wait and leave this matter to me. And he goes to Abraha. And now Abraha is waiting outside Makkah, outside the boundaries of Makkah, with his army of elephants and many people with weapons. And he comes to Abraha, and when Abraha sees Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, when he sees his beautiful face, and he sees his muscular body, he sees the light that's shining from his forehead, which is the nur of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he immediately falls into awe and respect for Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib. So he decides to seat Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib next to him. Now Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib is the grandfather of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib is asked, why have you come? And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib says that I have come to ask you to give us back our belongings. From amongst them are 200 of my camels. Will you please return them camels to me? Now Amraha is shocked and amazed at this reply. He says that I thought that you were a man of principles. I thought you were a man of wisdom. You have come to me to ask for your belongings, and you do not ask me of protecting the Kaaba and stopping the attack against the Kaaba. So Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala replied that I own them camels, and therefore I have come to ask for them camels. Allah owns the house, the Kaaba, and therefore He will protect His home. Therefore I am not worried about the Kaaba. Upon this, Abraha returned all the animals and the belongings. And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib came back to the people of Makkah and said, I advise you all to leave the center of Makkah Mukarramah and go into the mountains and the outskirts of Makkah Al-Mukarramah. And from there we will see what Abraha does. And at that time Abraha comes, and he comes with his army, but his elephants refuse to enter Makkah. He hits them, he strikes them, he tries to punish them. Eventually, when some of the animals move, they come into Makkah, and as they come towards the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these birds, which are known as ababil in the Arabic language, and in the English language you may translate it as swallows. The bird known as swallows. These birds came with stones made of baked clay in their claws and in their beaks. Each bird held three stones. And as they flew over Makkah Mukarramah, they released these stones onto the army of Abraha and completely destroyed his army. It is reported that when one stone would strike one of the elephants or one of the humans, it would rip through the whole body and go bury into the ground. That's what used to happen. And in that manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the whole army of Abraha. Now this has been revealed in Surah Fil. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. This surah records this event. So as Muslims, we know with certainty, without any doubt, that this occurred and this happened, because it is mentioned in the Quran. He who rejects it does not remain a Muslim anymore. In Surah Fil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, do you not see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did with the people of the elephant and the people of Abraha? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that we sent upon them the ababil with tiny small stones. They completely destroyed the whole army of Abraha. And that is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 55 days after this happened was the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. And this 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, in the night, as the night passed and the dawn had broke, at the break of dawn, Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha gave birth. And when she gave birth, she says himself that I did not feel any pain. I felt no pain of labor. It was a very easy birth. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, I saw that it was a light that exited my body. It was a light that exited my body, with which the light shone so much that I could see the palaces of Syria with that light. That is how bright this light was. And it seemed, she says, when that light was born, it seemed as though, remember, in them times, not all homes used to have roofs. You know, now we have a roof above our heads. In them days, all the houses never used to have roofs. Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha says that when this nur exited me, when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, I heard a voice from the sky, from the unseen, say that his name is Muhammad, and in the skies he is known as Ahmad, meaning the most praised one. Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was born, she also says that it seemed as though the moon was coming towards my house, coming towards this blessed light that had been born. And she says that it seemed as though the sun was rising and coming towards my house, and the stars were coming closer to the earth, and it was as though everything was coming to my house to see this blessed boy that has been born from my womb. That is how it seemed. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says, ke main gada tu badshah. This is what it seemed like, that the moon, the stars and the sun were all saying, ke main gada tu badshah bhar de piyala noor ka. Main gada tu badshah bhar de piyala noor ka, noor din duna tera de dal sadqa noor ka. It was as though the moon was asking for light from Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was as though the stars were seeking light and brightness from Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was as though the sun was rising and seeking that bright light from Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, now imagine, this is the first creation of Allah, the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam has seen this nur so many times in the skies. Now this nur has now come into the form of a human being created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his messenger and his servant into this world. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come into this world with a mission, which is the greatest mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ever created. And that mission was to take humanity out of the darkest age in history of humanity into a bright, shining age of human history. And that was the mission that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. And Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when he was born, suddenly I saw this cloud appear above my house. And these narrations are all mentioned in not only in the books of tafsir, books of hadith and the books of seerah. This cloud appeared and it was a bright cloud, and from it I could hear hooves of horses, as though there are horses coming towards me. And then she says, I heard voices like the voices of humans. And they were saying that he has born, congratulations. Mabruk al-mubarak al-mubarak, mabruk al-mabruk. That congratulations, congratulations, he has now been born, he has now been born. And suddenly this cloud took away Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from me. My son that was born had just suddenly disappeared. And she says that I became completely worried that what has happened. He was here, he was born, where has he gone? And she says, after a while, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then again appeared in my lap. He then again appeared in my lap. And this, in regards to this, in connection to this, there's a narration from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when I was born, a cloud came and the malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, took me away from my mother. They took me away and they dressed me in silk. And they took me around the world to show all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is Muhammad. This is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Khatamun Nabiyyin, the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognize him and accept faith on Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was the birth of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said that at that time when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, many palaces of Kisra, which was one of the largest ruling place on the earth at that time, many palaces of Kisra suddenly shattered due to an earthquake that appeared in Kisra. Not only that, there was a light, there was a fire that was burning for hundreds of years before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in Persia, in Fars. And this light was worshipped by the fire worshippers. And it had been burning for years and years, for over hundreds of years. And they believed that this fire was the creator of everything else. They worshipped this fire as the god, because it could not be put off. Because the fire would not ever be put off. But at that moment, when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, when he came from the womb of his blessed mother, that fire suddenly was put out. The fire had disappeared. And it is also said in narrations that when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, all the idols in the whole world, so the 365 idols in the Kaaba, and the idol on Safa and Marwa, the idols that existed in the whole world, in India and all the other countries, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, all them idols fell from their places onto their heads. All of them idols fell. Everybody witnessed that that time it was completely strange that all these things were happening. Sayyidah Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha herself says that it was completely strange all these things that happened when my beloved son Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. She could not explain and understand them. But she says that I saw all of this and I have narrated it as I saw it. And she also says that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, he was born completely clean and bathed. So there was no need for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be washed. He was born in such a manner that khatna had already happened. So there was no need for khatna. The cord that is connected to the mother's womb was already cut. So he didn't have that cord. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in such a pure form, without any need of any surgery or any nurse or any doctor. There was absolutely no need. He was given birth in a special manner by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was born, the first thing he did was he went into sajda. He went into prostration. And Sayyidah Amina radiallahu anha saw that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, he was prostrating into sajda. And he was saying with his blessed mouth, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to the Lord of all the worlds. And then he said, Subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Purity is enchanted for Allah. Purity is sung and praised for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and in the night. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rabbi habli ummati. O my Lord, forgive my ummah. O my Lord, forgive my ummah. These were the first words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some people find it hard to believe, but we as Muslims believe in the miracles of the Prophets and Anbiya-i Kiram. And these were the irhasat. Irhas is a miracle performed by the Messenger of Allah before he announces his prophethood. That is known as an irhas. And this is from amongst the irhasat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, when he was born, it is mentioned in the Quran that he spoke and he said that I am the servant of Allah. Inni Abdullah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam spoke when he was born. In the same way, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also spoke when he was born. And these were his words. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a prophet and messenger before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created. And if anybody wants to see that, then they can look into the book of Khasais al-Kubra of Imam Jalaluddin al-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala, who is one of the greatest muhaddithin of the past. And it is said that no muhaddith has come as great as Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti since his time, but a Shaykh Imam Ahmad Reza of Al-Bareilvi from India. Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti in his Al-Khasais al-Kubra has collected many of these narrations in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَكُنْتُ نَبِيًّا وَعَادَمُ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالطِّينِ, that I was a Nabi, I was a Prophet of Allah, whilst Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was between water and clay. Before he was even made and created, I was already a prophet. But Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not announce his prophethood until he reached the age of 40. So when he was born, he showed his signs of prophethood and he made dua for his ummah, because he even at that time knew that he was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a prophet. There were times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attention towards the fact that he was to announce his prophethood later. But at this time when he was born, one of the miracles that Allah gave to him was that he said, Oh Allah, forgive my ummah. And before I finish for today, and inshallah tomorrow we'll continue from the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I finish, I just want you all to reflect Just reflect and contemplate and think to yourself that we have been born in this ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have been chosen for this ummah. And this savior of mankind, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came into this world to eradicate the dark ages, the time of ignorance. And when he came into this world, he said, "May Allah forgive my ummah." In other words, he sought forgiveness for us, for each of us. So think to yourself that how merciful is this Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even when he came in this world, from amongst his first words, he was thinking of us. From the beginning of his worldly life, he thought of me and you, and he sought forgiveness for us. Now think to yourself that from the 24 hours that you have in your day, how many times do you think of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It is something that we should think about. We should be thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as we can. When we wake up in the morning, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Fajr Salah. And we should also remember Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is through him that we received the Fajr Salah. It is through him that we came to know the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is because of him that we learned what good character means. It is through him that women were given rights in their lives. It was through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that women started receiving inheritance from their deceased family members. It was through Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that slaves used to be freed and were given lives of freedom. It was through Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we received this pure form of Islam with the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon it, that forbids us from evil and orders us to do good and spread and share good in our societies and in our communities. It is through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam that we learned to be humans. Otherwise, we would have been like animals. And therefore, it is important that we adopt the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his manners and his ways into our lives. If there is a Muslim who lies or he deceives people, then shame on him. It is a shame, because that messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent by Allah in this world to eradicate falsehood, to eradicate people lying. And today lying has become so widespread that if you're late at work, what do you say to your manager? Why were you late? This happened, that happened, there was too much traffic, or my parents became ill, or this and that. You're lying. You should not be lying as a Muslim. A Muslim should live his life so that when people see his life, they think that he is a true representative of Islam and a true representative and follower of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we shall continue tomorrow. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum.